In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. I see we have a few visitors today, so we welcome them, and we hope that they will stay and have a little coffee with us and a little fellowship next door. So we all know that this is a special weekend, I guess, in the United States of America. It is the July 4th weekend, and like many of you, I am going to be seeing some family this weekend. We'll be going to see my mom and my dad, the kids and I. We're going to be going up there, and last week we were with my in-laws. So I've been thinking a little bit about my two dads, right? My dad and then my father-in-law as well. So as I was thinking about the two of them, I thought about how each of them is good at something. So I've told you before about my dad, right? That he's one of these guys that's really good with his hands. So he tends to be able to fix all sorts of things. And I think I've told you this before, that your priest is not very good with his hands. He cannot fix anything, right? So if something breaks in the house, the first person that I tend to call is my dad, right? I call my dad and he tells me what to do, or he says, "You can't do it. Go get your brother." So then I go and I call my brother Stevie. Anyways, so the reality is that I know this about my dad because this is what I've experienced my entire life, right? My entire life, I have experienced a man who can fix stuff. I've experienced a man who can take things that I thought were totally destroyed and he can fix them. Now, my father-in-law, on the other hand, is not that guy. My father-in-law is more like me. But my father-in-law is a whiz at crossword puzzles. I mean, this guy can do some of the most difficult crossword puzzles, right? And I've seen him do this. I've seen him sit at a table, and that's what he does in the morning. Drinks his coffee while he does his puzzles. And I know this again about him because, like I said, I've experienced it. I've watched him do these things. I know what he's capable of doing when it comes to a crossword puzzle. So if I ever need help with crossword puzzles, guess who I'm going to call? My father-in-law, because he is the whiz at crossword puzzles. Each and every one of us here today knows someone who's good at something, right? And those are the people that we will call when we need some help with whatever it is that they're good at. And we know that they're good at those things because we've experienced it. We've been around them when they were able to be successful at whatever it is that we need help with. My friends and my family in Christ, I'm telling you all of this today because today I want you to think about that when it comes to your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, we are presented today with a man whose faith Jesus marveled at. We are presented with a man who came to Jesus asking him for something and believed and trusted that Jesus could do this. Why? Well, I think because of two reasons. Number one, he knew himself. He knew who he was in front of that man, Jesus. And number two, he had experience. He understood what it meant to be someone who is in authority. Today, my friends and my family, it's important for us to do two things today, to consider who we are and to consider how important it is to experience Christ, to really get to know him. So today we continue with the gospel according to St. Matthew, and we have our Lord walking in this city, right? This city called Capernaum, and basically the Lord is at base camp, right? That is his kind of city there, okay? So he's walking around, and this centurion comes up to him and asks him for help. Now, it's always important for us to kind of realize who or what the centurion is. I remember hearing one priest say that basically the centurions at that time were the police, right? They were the police who were in that area. They were more than just police, though. They were what we might call the occupying force, right? So they were there making sure that the Jewish people in that city were behaving. They were there making sure that they were doing what was right by Rome, because a centurion was basically the face of Rome, right? So if they got out of hand, they'd get knocked on the head, right? And they'd be put back into their places. So guess what? Do you think the people at that time liked the centurions? No. Do you think they'd like to go into their homes and have coffee with them? No. Because they were the enemy, right? They were not the people that you wanted to hang out with. Plus, they probably had done some pretty bad things. Probably the people that you knew. So they were not going to go with them. They were not going to help them. But this man comes to Jesus today, and he says, Lord, help me. I have a servant who is paralyzed, and he's in terrible distress. And what does Jesus say to him? Okay, I'll go. Sure, why not? But what is the centurion's response? He says, no, I am unworthy. That's the first thing. He knew who he was. He knew that he was unworthy. And he knew he was unworthy because of everything I just told you. He knew what he was to him. He understood what he has done. He gets it. But he still goes to Jesus. My friends and my family in Christ, it's important for us to realize that kind of like him, we're not always worthy. We have to understand that about ourselves. That yes, we make mistakes. That yes, we are not perfect. But we have to remember one more thing, the thing that he remembered, which is to go to Christ because of who Christ is, because we can trust what he will do with us. The next thing the centurion says is, you don't have to come because I am kind of like you. I am someone who is under authority. When I say to one of my soldiers, go, they go. When I tell them to come back, they come back. When I tell my slave to do this, he does it. He has experienced what it means to have authority, and he knows Jesus can do the same thing. He understands who Jesus is because he has that same experience. As I was thinking about all of this, I began to think about two saints. I began to think about two saints who we remembered last week, and I began to think about them because of their experience with Jesus, and they are Saints Peter and Paul. I think you all remember about St. Paul, how he became a Christian, right? He was riding on this horse at Damascus going to do what? To imprison other Christians. And he gets knocked down off of this horse, and he has this moment of clarity, right? And he in the end, he becomes the greatest of apostles. How? Because the Lord forgave him. How? Because he experienced who Christ was. He understood that Jesus was love. He understood that Jesus was forgiveness. He understood who he was because he experienced that in his own life. And it wasn't until he had those experiences that he was able to really go out and do what Christ asked him to do. Then we have Peter. In the gospel that we read in the Orthros, it was the one where Peter is brought back into the fold. And if you remember with Peter, what did he do? He denied Jesus how many times? Three times, right? I don't know him. I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy. I don't know the guy, right? Three times. And then what does Jesus say to him? He goes, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, Lord, I love you. He says again, Peter, do you love me? Peter goes, yeah, I love you. Third time, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, he's upset now. He goes, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then he says, tend my sheep, right? It wasn't until Peter knew and experienced who Christ was, his forgiveness being brought back after he sinned. It wasn't until he knew these things that he was able to go out. My friends and my family in Christ, we too have to do the same thing. We are here today to experience who Jesus is. We are here today to receive him, both in the word, but also in the Eucharist and communion. And when you do, you have to open yourselves up to truly experiencing who he is, that he may enter into your hearts and heal what needs to be healed and do what needs to happen for you, that you can continue trusting in him, that you can trust in his love, that you can trust in his forgiveness, and that you will realize what the centurion realized, that he has authority to do what is needed in your life, that you can continue to move forward. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.